We're making it.
14, it can go up to 16.
Are we ready, everyone?
Yep.
Yes.
Good evening. I'd like to call the regular council meeting to order for Wednesday, June 20th, 2018, at 6:11 p.m. First order of business is Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a moment of silence at this time for our military men and women serving our nation and for our deceased residents. Katie, would you read the list, please?
Romeo Dansby, Beverly Hyman, Leo Cerna.
Thank you. Can I please have roll call?
Councilperson Linville.
Present.
Brenner Miller.
Here.
Allen.
Here.
Terlowski.
Here.
Kolograph.
Here.
Spitznagle.
Here.
Thank you, council members. Also, let the record reflect tonight that we have John Montello as the assistant to Mr. Bill Mason, who could not make it tonight's meeting, as our legal counsel, and we have Katie Iconis, our fiscal officer and clerk to council at tonight's meeting. Next item on the agenda is item 5, motion to receive and file council caucus minutes of June 19, 2018.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Mary Brenner. I'm sorry. I didn't look up. I just heard a name. I'm sorry.
Female voice.
Ms. Allen.
I'd like to make a motion to receive and file the council caucus minutes of June 19, 2018.
Second.
Second by Mary Brenner Miller.
20th. Today's the 20th.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
20th.
That's okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Okay. Any comments?
Saturday.
Any comments or questions? Seeing none, vote on the motion, please.
Councilperson Linville.
Yes.
Brenner Miller.
Yes.
Allen.
Yes.
Terlowski.
Yes.
Kolograph.
Yes.
Spitznagle.
Yes.
Thank you, council members. Next item on the agenda is persons having business before council. At this time, we give the opportunity for anybody to come forward. Is the microphone gone? To come forward and ask any questions or concerns they have or make any statements, and we will answer your comments and your questions most likely under council comments when that time comes on the agenda. So at this time, does anybody like to come forward? Yes, sir. Please state your name and address. Yeah, the microphone, yes, we have to record it. We're running a background on you right now.
Bill Deeks, 7440 Walton Road. I've been hearing for quite a while about the property behind my house, and that's kind of why we're here. It's time to come down, find out what is the plan, where are we at, what am I going to have back there, and voice my approval or disapproval. How's that? So
that's I'll explain it under my comments, if that's okay, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Dale Hanks, 7455 Walton Road. I also would like to know what the status is on that school board property because of the rumor mill.
Of course.
Everything's flying around, so come down here and clarify.
That's no problem, sir. Thank you. Any other comments from the audience or any other questions?
You bring us dinner?
Would you bring props?
Kind of. Tom Nowicki, 17612 Egbert Road. Happy summer eve, since tomorrow's summer, to everybody. I'm going to talk a moment about the proposed fluted traffic light poles that may be coming at Route 8 and Alexander Road. I am 100% for this, and for a lot of reasons. First of all, the people on Alexander Road got to love that would be an organized, wide, controlled, better traffic intersection. CEI, I think, is throwing approximately $1 million into the moving the wiring and doing all that they got to do. They're throwing $1 million into that. That's nice. I think we ought to take advantage of it. Yes, some may say, well, we have some money issues. I say that's not for the long term. I think council's doing what they need to make the budget better. And even with the collection of the trash, it's necessary. There's a percentage of how many cities, villages, and townships in our county that pay trash, and it's one heck of a lot. We're one of the last ones to do it. So, I mean, you know, that life happens. The Roxino's not going anywhere. Ford will be developed. Can you imagine that intersection the way it used to be? I mean, I want this to go and have it. I think it's our chance to make it a first-class intersection, and this is the right time if CEI is doing all that money proposed, you know, that they're spending and doing all that. This is a chance to do it. And you divide it into the 40 years that those poles are going to be up or even longer. It's not a problem. I don't think it is. And on a lighter note, Ray Tinter helped out with our auction, and a lot of others did too. I found this at a rummage sale. And Ray has done a lot of things in his life, and he also was a very, very good clown.
Okay.
So I found this nightlight.
And
Ray gets to wake up in the middle of
the night. Look at that.
And he's going to look at this.
He should put it by Mrs. Tinner tonight when she's sleeping. Hey, you dropped your thing.
It's a nightmare.
That is cute.
Any other comments? Thank you. Thank you, residents of Walton Hills. Excellent. Excellent. Excellent gift. Next is Mayor's Report. Got a couple items I wanted to bring up, council members. We've done our Mayor's Court receipts for May, $100,169. This is strictly with our police department, 128 citations the month of May, predominant speeding, 45 citations written, followed by 16 citations written by expired plates, 13 citations driving while under suspension, and we once again had two arrests for OVI, drunk DUI, in the month of May. The month of June, I know that we've already surplus four because I had to come in and sign the warrants for them. So
there's one, maybe. Yeah. Someone was out there today, before the meeting, getting it.
So with that being said, also at this time, I was just going to go ahead and read the... we have our council caucus meeting that we do have that planning commission meeting tomorrow night. Once again, I reiterate to council and anyone in the audience, for the Bedford landfill, 19 acres. This is a concrete company that is... making specialty concrete. They call it a ready mix facility, and they're employing approximately 25 employees at this time is what their projection is. We'll get more details tomorrow night. That's another business that we didn't anticipate. Also, we had the groundbreaking ceremony on Friday for Descartes Studios Council. That was another one of the economic development issues, and Don, Colin Graff, and myself were on Channel 19 and Channel 43 at 5:30 and 6 o'clock in the morning, so we didn't scare anybody during the daylight. And they asked us questions about our community and about the economic growth and stuff. And I was in Washington, D.C. yesterday testifying, giving comments about manufacturing of America. And it is booming. It's substantial what's going on in America with job growth and investments rolling back into our country. I was competing with Anderson, Indiana, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and a Nebraska, Suez, Nebraska. All these were 100,000-plus residents. Here I was there talking about manufacturing in Walton Hills. Now we recreate ourselves, and we got 2,300 residents. So it's kind of different, but it was well received by the congressman, and it was on it will be on C-SPAN probably at 2 o'clock in the morning when you can't see it, but you probably could find it under. It's called Manufacturing Caucus, and we talked for a little over 2 hours, and it was interesting. And I went back to the airport, and my flight got delayed all the way till 6:45, and never did get off the ground, so I... Yeah.
Not my fault.
Thanks to Brian. But anyways, I leased the car and drove home, so I didn't get home till 3 o'clock this morning. So I'm running on about 4 cylinders, so be patient with my time at this time. But it was successful. Walton Hills is on the map, networking. One of the interesting things was NASA was there from the NASA there at Brook Park Air. And now we have a follow-up meeting with NASA with our vacant land and potential and stuff. Sorry, I don't mean to point you out, Bill, but I know you're in the same field I am with manufacturing, and you make a lot of the same products, and you understand what manufacturing is doing and everything. And just to reiterate that there's a lot of exciting things happening, and I think it could be great for not only our economy but the United States economy. Question was asked about the school board property. Let me bring up the details of what's going on there. That property is not up for sale. That property is not being considered for sale. Last year when the tax levy failed, we were brought First Energy property, 87 acres down on Alexander Road. It runs from Dunham Road all the way to Hub Park. And we had a town hall meeting on Monday night. It was well attended, and a lot of questions were asked, and we're trying to bring everybody up to speed. Last year, we brought it up that's possible to generate revenue, to bring in a nursing home, memory care, or something of that nature. We did not have any zoning in place that would control what would happen or how it would happen. So that's where we came up with the language called overlay zoning. We brought in professionals, and we had several public meetings, and we've designed that is all zoned residential, okay? And it still stays residential. But if we get to that position where we want to have that redeveloped, it would go through Planning Commission and go through the Village Council, and then it would be considered through the ZBA as well. That's the way the ordinance is written, to where the structure is. We have all these inputs before we would ever allow anything to be developed there. So you as a resident would absolutely be informed and be made aware. But no one is interested in that property. Last year when I brought it up in discussion and talked about overlay zoning, the Osborne Group, who's built several big assisted livings in Independence and in Macedonia,
Vista Springs,
they were interested in that property. They still showed interest, but we said it's not for sale at this time. So I think with the discussion with council, that's why we're doing the inside millage instead of putting a burden on our residents and continue to make struggles. I want to tell the council thank you for all the comments and the support at Monday night's meeting. Everyone did support the overlay zoning and understand it. And Mr. Spitznagel, I'm glad you brought up. It is about income tax. It is about trying to save our village. And that's what everybody has to understand. If they don't want to vote for taxes, and they don't want to vote for services, and they don't want to vote for trying to sustain our village operations, we have to research and find whatever revenue we can find. And we have to do that through this elected body, and that's how we've been ahead of the curve, and we've been able to be productive. I can tell you that we are on an upward spin with our growth. We've had, I think it's 7 new businesses or 8 new businesses. We only planned on 4 this year. Here we are in a 6-month, and there's potential of more before the year's out. And I'm not talking about small players. I'm talking about close to $70 million payroll. So it just takes time, and anybody who understands the economics, it takes time. So all these businesses that relocated this year, we won't really see too much of the revenue this year, but we'll receive it next year. Manaway building on Northfield Road will be empty in July, and just by accident today when I was at another business, the realtor told me I have someone interested. We have a Canadian group that's very interested in it. It's a manufacturing group, because this way they'll beat the tariffs. Guess what? They'll bring their manufacturing to America, but they can still make all their steel in Canada in the subsidiary so they can make their money. So there is a lot of things changing in our economy and our direction, and that's because of the leadership and everyone trying to understand. Also, under Mayor's Report, Council, I want to remind you that we have executive session tonight. I have to bring up some issues about personnel and economic development that I want everyone to be aware of. And that's all I have for tonight's meeting as a Mayor's Report, so I'll turn it over to Council members. Mr. Linville, any comments under council comments, number item 8?
Mayor, can everybody hear me okay? I have a lot to say, Mayor, and I got to tell you, I'm fairly devastated tonight and upset because I'm in possession of a memo that uses words like creepy to describe my person, okay? And I've lived in this village now 42 years, or going on 42 years in September. And I've coveted nothing but a sterling personality and reputation. I raised my kids here, my wife and I, God rest her soul. I have volunteered for everything coming and going, most primarily the lake, okay, because I've been involved with the lake now for every year since I've been here, 41 years now. This is the 41st summer. But this memo is from Carlene Dean, one of the recreation operatives, okay, and she just starts it out, Denny, it has been brought to my attention that at the lake this week, you approached a counselor and some of the kids from the park asking for information about them personally and the program. There is no need for this and is unacceptable. This is not true. Okay. I approached no one. I was under the pavilion yesterday. By the way, I was down there with my grandson, of all things, okay, because he wanted to go swimming. So I didn't approach anyone. I was just there, and kids were there. And you know, we vote on recreation, and they use the lake as well. The recreation department does because of that. And I was curious about how many kids were down there yesterday. And I was told there were about 38, okay? That was for my business as a council person, all right? I'm one of the counselors. I think she was a counselor. I said, you know, do you live in the village? You know, just a curiosity question. Then this memo goes on. First of all, if you have questions about the program, for example, who the counselors are, where they live, how many kids attend, then you need to talk to myself or Carol. Now, I could care less where these kids live. I'm just curious about the one kid, you know, hey, do you live in? And it turns out she used to live in the village. My staff is not expected to be aware of how many kids are in the program and where they live, nor should they be questioned as to where they personally live and where their family members live. Their job, especially at the lake, is to supervise and keep the kids safe. Well, of course, that's the primary job, I would think. The counselor you questioned is 16. See, the counselor, one little lady, okay, is 16 and was very uncomfortable. She did not know who you were, and I'm guilty. I failed to, you know, let her know that I was a counselor. She did not know who you were, and you did not introduce yourself. Furthermore, there were Parker kids sitting there, and you questioned them. That's not true, okay? This may have been nothing to you, but this concerned them greatly. This is not the first time that I have observed you questioning my staff, and this makes me uncomfortable. Well, guess what, lady? I'm a counselor, okay? And I vote on recreation issues, and I have a right to question, okay? I always question. So don't tell me, you know, that I'm why didn't you approach me about this before yourself, face to face? All right? There is no need for you to be around the Parkers or the counselor since you have no children or grandchildren in the program. And I disagree because I'm a counselor, again, and I have a right to ask questions, all right, if I so feel the need that questions need to be asked.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Linville, I
you're not aware of any of this, Mr. Collingwood.
I know that, but I guess, and any other...
Don't interrupt me, okay? I still have...
I'll say something.
I'll finish, and then you can have your say.
Well, I think it should be taken off record. It's about
my job, as well as the counselors, is first and foremost to keep the kids safe. We strive to do this whenever and wherever we are. Please avoid interacting with them. Again, if you have questions about... please contact myself at the park at 440-735-1782 or Carol at 440, et cetera, et cetera. They weren't at the lake yesterday, by the way. I feel they're the rec director and assistant director, and maybe they should have been down there, you know, in that kind of a setting with the kids. So, but I didn't see any of them down there. But to be characterized, my behavior as creepy, is truly devastating. Because I challenge anyone in this village challenge that description of myself, okay? Anybody. And I would put a warning out that if I know of someone spreading rumors, and they'll spread in the village like wildfire, okay, as to this behavior, attributing it to me, they might have more trouble than they'll ever want to have from Denny Linville. And that's all I got to say, Mayor.
Mr. Linville, there was conversation at 5:30. Mr. Linville was made aware of this memo. I received it when I came back to my office. So none of you as council know this, and you will receive a copy of it. It's not on record or anything. Mr. Linville felt it was better to get ahead of it and do it public and have it in record because we know his character. We know who he is as a person. And one of the biggest problems in the village is misunderstandings or misconceptions or false statements. Mr. Linville, if it's any consolation, just understand, I'm an alcoholic, a womanizer, and I steal, and I forgot what all the other accusations are. I think I have 15 illegitimate kids, too, but I don't know where I'm finding that time. And I'm not trying to make light of it, but I've been accused of everything. My children have been followed to work by the police chief. My family, former police chief, my family has been taunted and intimidated by former administration, and I'm currently under lawsuits. So you're just in the mix of good company, that's all I can tell you. And the council's fully aware of that, and I'm not trying to make light of it. The council's fully aware of everything that I'm always challenged with. So please, don't take this as they've made an assumption that you're guilty of anything. This is just one person giving you a memo, and you got ahead of it, okay? So, Mary, I'm going to go on to the other council members.
And they're in the biggest audience, too, Mayor. I wanted to do it because the audience.
That's fine. That's your call. You're an adult. You can make whatever decision you want. So. Mary Brenner, any comments?
Not right now, no.
Okay. I know
it's
he
a little
the
hard to follow.
Yourself.
Yeah, my thoughts kind of gone, so.
Ms. Allen, any comments?
No, not at this time. I'm sorry.
Ms. Terlowski?
No, Mayor.
Mr. Collingraf, any comments?
The only comment I will make is...
You were not aware of any of this. I apologize.
No, that's fine. The only comment I'll make is we have an executive session, and with an executive session, it's an avenue to talk about things like that. It's an avenue to talk about personnel. Avenue to talk about the sale of land, economic development. And I'm not saying, Mr. Linville, you don't have a right to do that. And you're far from creepy. I know your character well, and I understand that. I understand thing. But I do want to just make comments. Sometimes there is those avenues that maybe we should use, and then you can always have that right to bring it out in a public forum. I, as council president, would have appreciated it more if that part of it was done in an executive session with all of us, and if you felt more that the mayor, who resides as that person's boss, go from there. That's just where I'm at with it. That's all. As council president, I know you have a letter and stuff, but there's always another side of the story, and I'm not taking either side, but just from being involved with employees and stuff, it's just one of those issues. So that's where I'm at. I think we have an opportunity tonight to talk about it in executive session.
Mr. Spitznagel, any comments?
I had two things. I was going to probably go under old or new business. They're real quick, and I don't expect anybody probably is going to wait for us to come out of executive session.
Yeah, because we're not going to vote on anything.
Yeah, so I'll just bring them up now. The first thing is a resident approached me today. It was this afternoon. They had the opportunity to call an ambulance a couple times. And of course Oakwood came and picked them up right away. There's no issue with that, but they received a letter from Oakwood, and she was confused as to what it meant. And what the letter, paraphrasing, said was it was about their soft billing, And for those of you who don't know what soft billing is they accept whatever your insurance pays and you do not receive a bill. But the letter itself said, since you are a resident of Oakwood, you will not receive a bill. Everybody else will receive a bill. And I explained to her that it's a soft bill and it's a generic letter. Maybe they should update their letters so residents aren't confused.
Right, it's part of the zoning district.
Yeah, something to that effect. And I just wanted to bring that up. And also, and I know we're new with this, with the infamous trash pickup billing. I had a resident call me, a very nice resident, you know who it is, I'll tell you later on, but was very nice about it, but said they're only one single person and they only have maybe one small bag every other week or whatever, they live alone. And I understand that plight of paying every, and I explained to them, and they understood very well that it's billed per property, no matter if you have 15 people living there or one person. But I told them that, you know, maybe this is our first go around with this. Maybe as the year progresses, we could talk, or you could talk to Kimball, and maybe we can set up some sort of a ladder. I don't know if that's possible. I did not promise the resident anything, but maybe that's something we can look at as the year progresses and maybe into the fall and see if we, because 30% of our residents are seniors. And that is a significant population, and I do understand the plight that you know they are under a fixed income, and maybe there is something that they can do for us, you know. So that's where I left it with him, and he was very gracious, and that's where our conversation ended. So that's all I have.
Thank you,
Mayor.
Yes, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, I would just the thought of doing what I said in executive session. I don't think that would have been appropriate at all, because that's only myself and a few other people, and it does not match the audience out here that I want to get the word out to in terms of my side of the story. Okay, so that's why I said it right now, right here, and I would have hoped that the audience would be bigger, but it's pretty big tonight. There's 21 here, I know that. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is item 9, legislation. First piece of legislation is Ordinance 2018-7. Mr. Linville, you're on the list.
Yes, Mayor, I would like to introduce for third and final reading Ordinance Number 2018-7, an ordinance requesting the Cuyahoga County Budget Commission to levy additional unvoted millage within the 10-mill limitation and declaring an emergency.
Can I have a second, please?
Second.
Second. I'm sorry, who was that? Gloria?
Yes.
Okay. Any comments or questions, council members? Seeing none, vote on the motion, please. Vote on the ordinance for approval or denial.
Councilperson Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
No.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Kolograph?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
5-1, ordinance passes. Thank you, council members. Next is Ordinance 2018-8, Mary Brenner Miller.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to introduce for third and final reading Ordinance 2018-8, an ordinance amending Chapter 1266.052E of the Codified Ordinances of the Village of Walton Hills and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Second by Mr. Spitznagel. Any comments or questions, council members? Seeing none. Vote on approval, please.
Councilperson Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Kolograph?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Thank you, council members. Ordinances unanimously passed. Resolution 2018-19, Ms. Terlowski, for first reading, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce for first reading Resolution Number 2018-19, a resolution authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with Northfield Park Associates, LLC, for a donation and loan and declaring an emergency.
Thank you. That was our first reading, council members, and we'll readdress it in the month of July. Next is item 10, motion to go into executive session. Before I have this motion, can I have a motion on the floor, council members, to excuse the first COW meeting in the month of July, which would be July 3rd? Who would like to make that motion?
I can do that for you.
Mr. Collingraff?
Yes. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to cancel the first COW meeting of July 3rd of 2018.
Second
by Mr. Linville. Any comments or questions, council members? Seeing none, vote on the motion, please.
Councilperson Tulowski?
Yes.
Collingraff?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Runner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Thank you, council members. At this time, I ask for a motion to go into executive session to discuss purchase and or sale of land, personnel, and economic development. Who would make that motion, please?
I can do that, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session to discuss the purchase or sale of land, personnel, and economic development.
Second.
Second by Mr. Linville. Any comments or questions, council members? Seeing none, vote on the motion, please.
Councilperson Collingraff?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Runner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Tarlowski?
Yes.
Thank you, council members. Members of the audience, we will be going into executive session at 6:42 p.m. In this executive session, we will be coming back out and reconvening. And there is nothing else that we vote on tonight or discuss publicly, because what we're talking about in executive session will be later on in the year, and we just want our council members to be aware of all the issues. So you're welcome to stick around, but at this time, we will go into executive session. Meeting adjourned until we come back. Thank you.